Well, they say there are three types of people in the world. Those who can count and those who can't count. Now, in today's gospel, there are actually two different kinds of people. You have Martha and Mary, and they were sisters. And when we look at today's gospel from Luke chapter 10, we see that it was actually Martha's house. Martha was the older sister, so the scripture indicates it was her own house that the Lord came to. Martha wanted to become, and was, tried to be a very hospitable person. She tried to be a gracious host. Because, you know, when the Lord showed up, he did not show up by himself. The scripture indicates that all the disciples came as well. Okay, so she wasn't just worried about preparing a meal for one person, the Lord. She had to prepare a meal for about a dozen, for all the apostles as well. And Martha and Mary were very close friends with the Lord. Their brother was Lazarus, whom the Lord would raise from the dead. And so the Lord was very close to this family, and Martha wanted to do her very best in preparing a nice meal for the Lord and his disciples. So Martha was very busy with all the details of hospitality. Mary decided to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his words. So Martha was preparing the meal to be able to feed the Lord, but Mary was being fed by the Lord, being nourished at the words that he spoke. Well, it says here that Martha, she got burdened with much serving. She began to complain. She began to get irritated. She began to be a little bit negative. She even said to the Lord, "Lord, don't you care?" So there's a little passive-aggressive behavior there. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do everything by myself?" See, Martha's problem was not the fact that she was wanting to serve the Lord, because that's a good thing, right? To serve the Lord, to prepare a nice meal for him and the disciples. See, that was a good thing, to serve God in activity, in action. The problem was that she got so stressed out, she lost her peace. Martha lost her peace of soul, her peace of mind. See, it's good to be active and work for God, but we should not lose our peace in doing so. We should not lose our patience. We should not get negative, get grumpy, get irritable. And so she wanted the Lord to rebuke her sister. She got angry and she got resentful. So she said to the Lord, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me all by myself to do all the serving? Give her an order. Tell her to help me." What does the Lord say? The Lord said in reply, "Martha, Martha." He repeats her name, maybe to emphasize, to get her attention. And he said, "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is only need for one thing. Mary has chosen the better portion, and she shall not be deprived of it." So to serve the Lord was good, but to listen to his words, to contemplate the Lord, to be nourished by the Lord, was better. See, something was good, but something else was better. And the church has always held up Martha and Mary as sort of symbols of the active life and the contemplative life. We have Martha serving the Lord. She represents the active life of being involved in different apostolates and different wonderful things, serving the Lord. And Mary represents the contemplative life of the church, the life of prayer, the interior life, the spiritual life. Activity is good, but believe it or not, contemplation and prayer is, the Lord says, even better. Some of the lessons we can take from this gospel is, first of all, even if we're busy and active working for the Lord, we have to remember to make time for personal prayer. See, nobody ever finds time for prayer. You have to make time for prayer. You have to carve out every day some quiet time to be with the Lord. Otherwise, it's very easy to get burned out. It's very easy to get stressed out, to get irritable, to lose your peace. If you don't have that prayer time, that contemplation of the Lord, sitting at his feet and listening to him. What about Eucharistic adoration? Have you ever gone to the tabernacle, gone to adoration, and just sit in the presence of Christ? Just sit there and soak in His love and His words to us. Even if we're very busy, very active, we need to make that time for prayer. Otherwise, it's so easy to lose your peace of soul. Another insight really is that it's possible, Martha was choosing to do something for Christ, to doing things for Christ, but maybe she did not choose Christ Himself. See, there's a difference there. Martha was doing things for Jesus, but Mary chose Jesus Himself. And I think we can fall into that trap as well, right? Being very active, maybe working for the Lord. We do a lot of things for God, a lot of things for the church. But what is our personal relationship with the Lord? How much time are we spending in prayer, in that interior life, before the Blessed Sacrament, and spending that time with the Lord? See, sometimes people, they put activity so high and prayer so low. We should never fall into that trap. That would be like thinking, well, prayer could be a waste of time. See, that's what Martha thought. She thought that her sister was wasting time sitting at the Lord's feet. But actually, time spent in prayer is never wasted. It's invested. Imagine the grace that we get. For example, maybe 5 minutes in prayer could save you a couple of hours of hectic activity. Perhaps a moment of prayer, the Lord will give you an insight or an inspiration that could save you days or weeks of hard work. So spend that time in prayer. Put the Lord first, like Mary did. Said, Mary has chosen the better portion, and she shall not be deprived of it. Also realize that both of these ladies did become saints, right? St. Martha and St. Mary, they both became saints. St. Augustine says that in our life, we should try to combine the two. Because in those who live in the world, as moms and dads and spouses, we need to be active for the church, but also need to be men and women of prayer. So that should be the grace that we ask for today. To serve the Lord, to be busy with the Lord's work, but not to lose our peace, not to get stressed out when we do it. And I think that if we realize that prayer is the soul of the apostolate, if prayer is the heart of the apostolate, we'll be able to do God's work and serve Him in an active way, but filled with that kind of peace, filled with that contemplation, the spiritual life, the interior life that God wants us to have. And what the Lord warned Martha about was her anxiety and her worry. He said, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. I think we can fall into that trap as well, right? We can get anxious and worried about things. But even at the Mass, we pray that God will remove our anxiety. We say, deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety. See, even in the Mass, we pray that we will not give in to worry and anxiety. And really, one of the secrets of conquering worry is every time you have a thought, you're worried about something, replace it with a prayer. Okay? Because you can only hold in your mind one thought at a time. Either a worry thought, but if you can eliminate that and reject it and replace it with, Jesus, I trust in you. Or a prayer, Thy will be done. Or give us this day our daily bread. Replace it with a prayer. With Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. See, worry doesn't help anything. It actually hurts us emotionally, physically even. But prayer can solve our problems. So whenever you're tempted to have a thought about worry, replace it immediately with a prayer, with a thought of trust and confidence in God. And most of the things that we worry about actually never take place. Mark Twain once said, I am an old man and have known a great many troubles, most of which never happened. Isn't that the case? According to actual statistics, 40% of what people worry about will be future events that will never happen. 30% of what people worry about are past events that you cannot do anything about. 12% of what people worry about are needless worries about their health. And 10% of our worries are needless, petty worries that never amount to anything. So only 8% of what we worry about is genuine. 92% of what we worry about is not necessary. So when you're tempted to worry about something, and you're